Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest is Dr. Hannah Kurtz, a new OBGYN at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Kurtz, I'm sure many of our listeners in the area know the Kurtz name very well. You were born and raised in St. Gen, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah, me, my husband and I both were.
What's your lineage? What Kurtz clan are you from?
So my husband, Brian, he's Tom and Liz Kurtz's son. So John and Mary Jean Kurtz from Bloomsdale is the Kurtz group that he's with. And my maiden name is Kinzel, which is a Washington, Missouri name where my dad grew up. But my mom was a Greifer.
Okay.
From the New Offenburg area.
Well, you know, patients will ask you that, you know, and who were your mom and dad and all that. So, so have that pat answer ready for you.
Yeah.
So tell us about your journey and what brought you back to your hometown.
So I graduated high school in 2010. I went up to St. Louis for school. So I did college, med school, and then went on to residency in OBGYN, all with SLU. And then I just graduated from residency after 4 years of training there in June. And my husband, Brian, and I were kind of talking about our future and what we were hoping to do and where we'd like to be. And we always felt very grounded in St. Genevieve. So when I reached out and they said, heck yeah, we'd love to have another OBGYN on, it worked out so well. We were very excited.
Well, it sounds like you knew what your path was going to be from the get-go. You knew you wanted to be a doctor for a long time, or how did that come about?
Yeah, I'd say sometime in high school. I mean, like as a little kid, you always have these grand ideas of being something silly. Like I wanted to dig up dinosaur bones and be a paleontologist. But and then at some point I realized like science just really clicked, and I love the idea of medicine and healthcare and caring for others. So that part kind of helped shape my views in college and through medical school. And I truly in medical school knew I wanted to be a physician, but didn't know what kind of physician I wanted to be.
And then how did you land on OBGYN?
Well, I thought I wanted to be a pediatrician because I love kids, and I shadowed Dr. Desai and Dr. Kanani quite a bit when I was in high school and college. And then I went through my surgery rotation and thought, oh, I actually really like this. But they didn't have the continuity with patients that I wanted with pediatrics. And then I did my OBGYN rotation and saw that they really had a good mix of both. You had the continuity with your well woman exams. You can see people from their teenage years up to their 80s. You can follow them through their pregnancies and then also be in the operating room. So it seemed like a much more well-rounded experience, ability that I had to treat my patients that I was hoping for, even more so than I thought when I thought I knew I wanted to be a pediatrician. So, and it stuck. It's the perfect spot for me.
Well, that does sound right. You found your niche early on then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was happy to know. I stepped into the rotation and felt immediately comfortable, and then it made it all that much easier for me to choose that.
So it sounds like you kind of like the whole package. You don't like surgery over, you know, the clinic side, or you just like it all.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's nice to be able to have something different every single day, and to be able to care for women of all ages with anything GYN or well woman problems, and then also care for them in pregnancy too, which is a really special experience.
Oh, absolutely. So what do you think about the hospital here? I mean, you grew up knowing the hospital was here. You probably didn't have to use it a lot, you know, in your younger days, but it's great to have a hometown hospital, isn't it?
It is. And I, like you said, thankfully didn't have to use the hospital much when I was young. And I really didn't know much besides really Apple Kids, which is where I went you know, when I was younger for well child visits, but I'm so impressed with the resources that this hospital has. And I feel like talking with Missy and Dr. Potler that they really have the future in mind and they're steering this place in the right direction and are very open to suggestions and anything that we can do program-wise or resource-wise to make this a great place for people to come for their health care.
Oh, yeah. I think administration is definitely, you know, doing everything they can to make sure that it stays a local hospital and not isn't eaten up by the big box hospitals, if you will.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I've felt so welcomed even before I started by administration and the staffing here and everybody just it's nice to be somewhere where everybody knows everybody else walking in the hallway and greets them with a smile. I didn't see that up in St. Louis. Yeah. Because everybody's a stranger there.
Yeah. Well, of course, you've got the leg up there being from here. I guess you knew a lot of people right off the bat.
I think there were quite a few, which has made it a nice transition. I already feel at home. There are still quite a few faces that I recognize, but don't know the names and vice versa. But it'll all come back and it'll click and I'll get to meet the new folks, too, that I haven't met yet.
Oh, sure. No doubt about that. Now, when it comes to women's health, do you have any particular philosophy when it comes to women? And you know, sometimes they get the health care they need. Sometimes they wait and just wait till mm-hmm. something goes wrong or what have you. What's your philosophy there?
Well, and I completely agree with what you said. I think a lot of women take their health for granted or push it to the wayside because they have parents that they're taking care of, sick spouses or children that they're worried about, or even career advancements that they're worried about that they kind of forget about taking care of themselves too. So that's one thing that I love about the preventative medicine side of OBGYN is coming in yearly for those well woman exams and just making sure that they're also taking care of themselves, too.
So when you're not doctoring, what do you like to do?
Well, I love spending time with my husband and my daughter. My husband's Brian and daughter Miriam. She's a year and a half. We've got two rambunctious dogs, a big yard now at the home that we bought. So spending a lot of time outside, cooking outside, we like to go hiking, spending time with family.
Well, I'm sure you'll be pretty busy too, so that might cut into some of your home life, I think.
we'll get a system down. Uh-huh. I've been home for a lot of the summer just studying for boards and then took a little break before starting, but I'm happy to get into a system that works for us.
It's just so refreshing when young people such as yourself want to come back to their hometown and kind of give back to their hometown, if you will.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely an honoring experience and very humbling to know even people. I mean, I haven't started seeing patients yet, but even people that I've seen around have mentioned how excited they are that I'm back and how they want to come see me. And it's really humbling to know that they trust me with their healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you get the advantage of working in one of the happiest departments, I think, especially when newborns are there. There's really nothing like that. And you got the lullaby playing over the loudspeaker. And, you know, it's nice to have good times in a hospital, too, isn't it?
It's true. Yes, we have a very cheerful department, and that makes my job that much easier. I'm just happy that we're back home. I'm excited that we're hitting this chapter in our lives, and I'm thankful for the community so far to welcome us back. And I know our blood pressures are a lot lower since we've moved down here too. No traffic, and it's just, yeah, it's a much nicer and happier feel down here.
Oh, that's great. Now, you will be practicing out of the Women's Wellness Clinic at the hospital location. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And when you do begin seeing patients, which is very soon, as I understand it, people may call 573-883-5715 for an appointment. Well, we certainly thank you so much for being our guest today. We've been talking to Dr. Hannah Kurtz, a new OBGYN who's not so new to the community at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steph. I appreciate it.